If you'd like to connect with JDC, follow him on his Instagram at jdeservo, or his Twitter at jdeservo, or Facebook at jdeservo as well. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a blessed day.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of JDC Enterprises. My name is Jose DeServo, and today I have the privilege of conducting an interview on myself. And the purpose of it is for you to know me and for you to know what I do and how I can be of benefit to you. I know that after this episode, you will like it, and hopefully you will continue to follow the episodes. So help me welcome Cassandra Lee.
Thank you for the introduction. I'm really excited to be here, so thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome here.
Thank you. Well, so we're here, you know, basically what I want to know is more about you. You have this new company coming up, and I feel, you know, probably like the audience who wants to know who you are, and just see what is it that you probably can benefit me, you know?
Yes.
So JDC, let's talk about that. JDC, what does that company mean? Like, where did it come from?
Well, you know, those are the three letters of my name: J for Jose, D for DS, C for Servo, JDC.
So your whole initials. Okay,
Jose
cool.
DeServo.
Cool.
Yes.
A quicker way to say your long name, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right. Cool. Cool. And how old are you, Jose?
Currently, I am 47 years old.
You said that pretty confident, like you were not ashamed. 47.
I am not. Strong. I feel like a 20-year-old. In fact, I can do things that 20-year-olds can't.
Wow, you know? Can't do.
That's
wow,
right.
That's really awesome. Most people are so shy to say their age nowadays.
No, I thank God I'm strong.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
I like
sharp.
That though. I like when you ask them how old they are and they automatically are just like, yeah, I'm this age, because it's like, to me, When you get a new age, you're like experiencing something completely new. So why not be excited?
Absolutely.
It would be odd if you were turning 20 again, because you've experienced that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to go backwards in life.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You did it already. It was a good experience. Learn and let's keep going right to the next one. I'm excited for 48.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you see, I think that's the first thing. Audience, if you're listening, be excited about your age. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. And what nationality are you?
Cuban. Came from Cuba.
Straight from the boat?
Straight from, well, no, not a boat. That was in the 80s. I came in 76.
Okay.
All right, I came from Cuba to Spain, and then from Spain to here.
America. Very good. How old are you when you came to this country?
11.
11 years old. Wow, that's like almost hitting the teenage years, but it must have been a bit of a struggle. You
know,
kind of had your friends
ready. In that tone right there, actually, I just went to Cuba this summer.
Oh, wow.
For the first time in 36 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Any changes over there or?
Well, major changes. Number one, what I had in my head wasn't really what I saw.
Wow.
So it was it
so
was
from
like,
what you remember to what it is. It's
correct.
Completely
reality
different.
Check, yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Completely different. But exciting, you know, I didn't get emotional. I don't know why. I thought I would cry. But I did get inspired.
Right.
You know, and it was there was closure for me.
Wow.
You know, so I went there. I went to where I grew up, the apartment we lived in. I couldn't believe the size of the kitchen where my mom used to cook for us. Unbelievable. The bathroom. Oh, forget it.
Like, you know, small?
Small. Very tiny. Tiny, right. Tiny. Tiny.
That's crazy.
Run down, beat up. I don't know how people still live there. It would be closed down here.
Wow.
If it was here, they would have it closed down.
Wow. Is that bad? Interesting.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, what town did you grow up in when you came to America?
Well, I grew up in West New York, New Jersey, next to Union City. To be exact, 4908 Hudson Avenue.
So go check it out, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. But that's cool. So you grew up in that town. And what was like the neighborhood like over there?
Well, you know, the neighborhood was, I didn't like it from the get. As soon as I, you know, they told me, this is where you're going to live, I was like, no. But, you know, it was a building of immigrants, people from all over Ecuador, Peru, Salvador, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. you name it, they were there. And, you know, everybody knew everybody, but not everybody was good people either. There was all kind of stuff. You know, I experienced suicides. I experienced, murder. I experienced.
Yeah, man. You know, and like your first impression of America, not to talk down on West New York or Union City, but there's so many nicer places, you know?
Yes.
And Cuba's pretty crowded in certain parts. You have that same kind of look.
Yes.
Just a little bit more modern here, you know? Right. But it's like going from a old-fashioned Cuba to a more modern one, you know?
Yeah.
Which is pretty, there wasn't much of a change.
No, not much. Just I was not used to buildings like that with a fire escape outside and just, you know, it just wasn't my ideal thought.
So when you came out of that town, like when you experienced something other than West New York and Union City, how was that?
Wow. I mean, as I was growing up, I'm being able to go outside of it and being able to see nicer neighborhoods and all that. Wow. That was like, I want to live different.
Wow. So when you first came from Cuba and you saw Union City, West New York area, your first mindset was this? Was it like that? How was your
exactly
first impression?
Like that. Yeah. It was like this? A stairs outside of the building?
That's like an oxymoron, you know?
Yeah. Like, really? Looks beat up. Okay. This building doesn't look nice. It was a beat up building. So it got worse through the years.
So when you saw like an outside neighborhood, it was more like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
I think it's inside of us to want to have better things.
Of course. I think everyone has that drive, but some people are afraid of it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Some people are afraid of it. But that's interesting. All right, cool. So let's talk about a little bit more of what is it that you have that I or us as the listeners can actually feel comfortable with trusting you in what is it that you have to say? What can I benefit from? So if there was three things that you've gone through in your life that you can most likely say we as the audience are going through, what would it be?
Well, you know, one of the things is I definitely had no direction at all, you know. So I was a young kid growing up and kind of like wanting to be somebody, but didn't have a way to do it, didn't have any direction. I was hungry to be somebody, but just didn't have it.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, growing up in school, and like high school, everyone, you know, we all go through it. I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of young adults, youth.
But, you know, around me, think about it. You know, around me, I didn't want to be like everybody around me.
Right.
So everything I was doing was like everybody around me.
Mm.
I said, I don't want that, but what do I do?
Right. You had no other view.
No, I knew I wanted to, but I had no direction.
That's the tough part.
So that was very tough.
Yeah, I could say that I've gone through it, you know, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of the listeners, you know, might be going through the same thing. Because I look at the young adults and a little bit of the adults, and they all feel the same way. Because the media is always telling us that we can't. You know, the economy is bad, and they control how we think based on what the media is saying, you know. But yet we all have this hunger of that. I want to be somebody, but it's too far-fetched, you know?
Right.
Well, what would you say the second thing is that you've
gone
through?
Going through that just gave me a lot of pain because it created internal struggles.
Mm.
And it was a pain that, you know, you don't know what to do with it. I had no one to coach me on it. I wouldn't speak, so it became internal.
Wow.
Everybody around me was probably struggling the same way.
Right.
They just didn't talk about it.
Right.
You just live with that painful look in your face, if you know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the struggle was, man, I want to be confident, secure, but I was insecure. I lacked a lot of confidence. And all of that created so much internal conflict that, think about it, you want to be one way, but you act a different way.
Yeah.
And you're like, how come?
And
I want to be this way.
They mask themselves because they don't want other people to know.
Right.
But sometimes we need people to know so we can all help each other. But we've been so hurt by so many other people that it's, can I trust you with what I'm going through? You know, we all think that way.
Yeah, you know, in neighborhoods like that, everybody gossips.
Yeah.
I mean, even though everybody knows what you're going through, just because you don't talk about it, you think no one does.
Right, right.
So you just don't talk about it. You don't want to be the talk of of negativity.
Right.
Gossip. At least for me, I didn't want that. But, you know,
life is man. Life. Is that's a crazy struggle, man. You know, it's everyone goes through it. Everyone. That's a really popular struggle.
Wow.
That people don't come up with it, you know, come out to the front with it.
Right, right.
But what would you say the third one is?
Well, you know, no direction, internal struggle. It got me stuck.
Mm.
It's like a car.
Wow.
You know, has the engine on, but it doesn't have wheels. Wants to go somewhere, but it can't. It's stuck. That's how I felt, stuck.
Wow.
I felt like this is it.
Like no way
out.
Is
this my life? Is this all of it?
Wow.
My parents came here to give us a better life, and really, is this the better life? So stuck. That was painful.
Wow, man. I hearing that, I honestly already feel more comfortable with you, because a lot of people come out with so many, you know, different ideas of you know, bringing inspiration to the world, but they come out with this you know, different mindset. And it's kind of hard. It's kind of like when you become a teenager and then you're an adult, and adults always say, man, you're a teenager. You don't know what you're talking about. But we were all once teenagers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, how could you say that to a teenager when you were once that teenager?
Right.
And then there's always that conflict, that power struggle between an adult and a teenager.
Correct.
And to hear you say that you know what we're going through as people, and now you're on the outside spectrum, which side is better? Where you are today.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, the fact that you can still relate is great.
Yeah,
you're not too gone, you know?
You know, through that journey, I promised myself that I would not forget where I came from.
Oh, good.
You know, and it's very vivid in my mind.
That's
those
awesome.
Struggles, those years. So I don't forget. And when I see people that are going through that or don't even know that they are,
right.
I can identify, but they don't know. I sympathize and I understand them, but I want to help them too.
Right.
And there's a better way. You know that you don't have to be stuck.
Yeah. Man.
You know, you don't have to struggle that way, because sometimes we have unnecessary struggles.
Yes. Right.
You know, you don't have to. You know, it reminds me of a picture, right? A horse, right? And a horse is so strong. I mean, it's such a powerful beast. And yet, is conditioned that you can take the reins and put it on top of a stick and he'll believe that he can't move from there. Yeah, he's so powerful that he can run anywhere he wants to, but that little stick has him in chains, has him bound to that. And we act like that sometimes. We act stuck when we don't have to be. We act in pain when we don't have to be. We act like we have nothing when we don't have to be. And so life becomes what we have been conditioned to believe.
Wow.
And it's not like that. There's a better way.
Wow, that picture is pretty vivid in my head. You know, I picture like that big horse, but that makes so much sense. It makes a lot of sense that a lot of people, they base what they can do on their circumstances, is what you're trying to say, right? In other words.
If they knew, yes.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes they don't even know that they do that. And that's the hardest part. The other part is when you're saying, man, I want to help, some people they have this wall built up in front of them that they don't even want the help, or they don't know if they can trust the help because they've been previously hurt, you know?
Correct.
Would you say that you have been previously hurt before? Like, have you felt that?
Many
times.
Have you
been bullied, you know?
Yeah, you know, again, in life, there's good people, there's bad people, some intentionally bad, some are not. I believe that most people are not intentionally bad. They just do what they know how to do at that time.
Wow, that's a very interesting outlook. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm sure I've hurt people, but I never wanted to hurt them.
Wow.
And that's my experience with a lot of people. You know, I've been hurt, and I'm sure they never meant to do it. And even when at the moment they were like angry or whatever, it was just a temporary thing that they did a long-term hurt.
Mm.
So, you know, I believe most people are good. But yes, I've been hurt before. However, my hunger to win was bigger than staying in the pain or staying in that past of being hurt. I, you know, at one point I had to ask myself, you know, am I tired of being where I'm at? Or am I tired of trying to get out from where I'm at? So, wow. You know, I had to make a choice. And if I was tired, I needed to find strength from somewhere. You know, and I showed that time and time again. I think my mother, you know, she inspired me so much. She was like my hero. She said to me one time, you're my son with the guts of steel. And that gave me so much strength to continue on forward, you know, to fight the being stuck.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I think I've gotten a better understanding on who you are, where you came from, what you've gone through, and a little bit of why I feel like I can trust you with what you have to say. Being that you've come from such a strong past and you haven't forgotten it is the reason why I believe that you kind of have a lot more wisdom on how to handle that. And so many people were like you, stuck in a position where they don't have the coaching to get out, but they want to. And the fact that you're here giving free advice, free love, free care on how to do it means so much, you know? And I really hope that everyone who's listening can just listen to this episode once, twice, three times, just so you can understand Jose and his JDC company a little bit more. You know, I really believe that you have a lot to offer. And I'm really looking forward to your next few episodes, different topics that you're going to be talking about. And I hear you have a book coming out, which is going to be awesome. And I can't wait to hear that. I hear it's through the editing process right now.
Yes, right now it's being edited. And I'm excited. It's my first book. However, being my first is a good book. It's going to be an awesome book. Yeah. I think it's going to help a lot of people also.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. And I can't wait to see your journey. You know, I really can't. I'm enjoying everything that you have to say. I believe it. I trust it because you've been through it. You know, you've been through it and you understand it. It's not that you've been through it and you don't understand it anymore. You understand exactly what it is that you went through and how to get out of it.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that.
Thank you, Cassandra Lee, for being here, asking me these questions. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. I had a great time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, everyone, I hope you did enjoy it as much as we enjoyed it here. You know, I hope that you do follow my podcast and continue listening. I promise that I will put good material there that will be of benefit and that can help you in this beautiful journey that we call life. When you click on, you'll see my picture and you'll see my email. Make sure you can email me and ask me questions or let me know how it's been helping you and anything that I can do to help you as well. Because I want to help you. Thank you.